This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In India, a major reallocation of government and military resources. Officials there are now planning to create a new army of 50,000 troops to stand at the ready along India's mountainous border with China. This could cost $11 billion over 7 years. The BBC's Rahul Tandon is in Calcutta. Morning, Rahul.
Good morning to you, David.
What has traditionally kept Indian military planners up late at night, of course, is Pakistan. Why the new attention to the border with China?
I think the Indians have been worried about China as well for a long period of time. If you look at the historical dispute over the region of Tibet, it's something that's always been there. Recently, we have seen China moving troops near to parts of India that are disputed still. If you look at Arunachal Pradesh, if you look at parts of Ladakh as well. So I think that is why now the Indians have made this announcement. Simply, what is happening between India and China is that their military relationship is becoming more tense as they also battle it out economically as well.
So there is this economic angle. Two so-called BRIC countries out there in the global market searching for customers and markets.
I think so. And I think what we're seeing in both countries at the moment is the growth rates beginning to decline. China's down to around 7.5%, India 5.5%. So when they're looking for those new customers, it's becoming more and more difficult for them. So there's an economic rivalry. I think there's a political rivalry as well. Many people here in India want to have the Olympics. Ask them why. They say China's had it. If they've had it, surely we should have it as well. We're also an emerging economic superpower. So I think the rivalry is going to be played out in many, many different areas. Traditionally, I suppose, you look at China and you think it's about hard power. India, you may think, is a little bit more of soft power. I think the Indians certainly would like to change that dynamic a little bit.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.